American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The teenage mass shooter in Georgia makes his first court appearance following Wednesday's deadly attack inside a high school. Eben Brown reports.
A judge in Barrow County, Georgia, outside Athens, tells 14-year-old Colt Gray he's charged with felony murder for allegedly killing four people at Appalachie High School Wednesday. He will continue to be detained. The judge says as a minor, Gray won't face a death penalty, but he could be sent to prison if convicted.
By imprisonment for life without parole, or by imprisonment for life.
Gray's father, Colin, also appearing in court, is charged with second-degree murder counts for allegedly buying his teen son the firearm. The judge tells him he's looking at a possible sentence of 180 years. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A police officer in Texas was shot and killed while sitting in his car. Brooke Taylor has more from Dallas.
Officer Darren Burks was a longtime teacher and a coach. He recently became an officer. He hasn't even been on the job a year, and he was brutally attacked and murdered. Thursday, police say that he was sitting in his marked car last week when the shooter, Corey Coppy, went up to him, pulled out a handgun, and killed him. The Dallas police chief says this was a targeted execution. Now, president of the Dallas Police Chief Association tells me this is a war on cops. Nationwide staffing shortages, there's no secret. We've reported on it before. And this, he says, is a perfect example of why so many people just don't want to become officers anymore.
A prominent California Democrat has switched parties. Steve Jordahl has the story.
Gloria Romero was first elected as a Democrat to the California Assembly from the Los Angeles area in 1998. She served there for 2.5 years and then switched to the state Senate in 2001, where she served as a Democrat until 2010 when she was term limited out. She was the majority leader there from 2005 to 2008. She's been teaching college since then, but on Wednesday, she made a change.
I am now another near lifelong Democrat who is joining the growing number of people, including key groups like Latinos, who are leaving the Democratic Party.
Actually, she says, as with many of those before her, she did not leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left her.
This is not the Democratic Party that I once championed. I do not recognize it anymore, and I cannot continue.
And while she's just crossing the aisle in politics, she's moving light years in policy from where the Democrats are today.
I changed my voting registration today as the sun was rising to Republican, which has, under Donald Trump, become the champion of working people. And indeed, I will vote for Donald Trump this fall.
There are currently twice as many Democrats in California as Republicans, but Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute says it might not happen in the next election or two, but there is a growing number of Gloria Romeros in the Golden State.
If they do not change their extreme leftist ideology, California could easily become a purple state.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The job market continued to cool in August. Jenny Casola explains.
Job growth was even weaker than economists were predicting last month. With 142,000 new positions created, the forecast was for around 160,000. And the Labor Department revised June and July's reports lower. It now says there were 86,000 fewer jobs created in those months. The unemployment rate ticked lower in August to 4.2% as expected. The Federal Reserve has been looking for slower job growth, but not a slump, which would indicate the economy could be heading to recession. The Fed's next meeting wraps up September 18th. It's expected to lower interest rates by 0.25%.
And finally, a wet weekend in store for a large area of the U.S.
Tropical moisture continues to stream in over the Gulf Coast states from Texas to Florida, bringing the risk of flooding through the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms are popping up over the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and into the Northeast as a cold front moves through. Meanwhile, dangerous heat hangs around for the entire West Coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
More news online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.